Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home today.
Little Stevie Ray bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, wherever you are on the time continuum of ownership, we've got something you can read or listen to or watch at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Michelle Labrosse is our guest. She is the founder of Cheetah Learning, the author of Cheetah Success Series. Michelle, tell us how we can find you online and all your stuff.
Well, you just go to cheetahlearning.com. It's like the cat cheetah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like getting things done fast.
She's the fastest project manager on earth, ladies and gentlemen. Michelle Labrosse. Labrosse is how you spell her last name. Michelle, we've been talking about project management in the previous segment. You gave us a startling statistic. 75% of projects that get started don't get finished. We talked about some of the reasons why we get distracted, the shiny object syndrome, and et cetera, et cetera. So how do we fix it? How do we stay focused? How do we find the right project, get it established, and stick with it, and put it and wrap it up and put a bow on it?
The very first thing is picking the right projects to work on. And so we have a short little YouTube video you can watch about how to prioritize your projects based on the importance to you, the time you have, the talent you have to help you, and the cost to do it. And once you figure the right thing to do, the number one thing you want to do is manage the scope of that project. That means, like, let's say you're going to clean out the garage. That's one of your projects. There's a lot of projects people mm-hmm. are starting right now because it's springtime. When you start to start that project, don't suddenly, in the middle of the project, decide, I am going to build a laundry room in this garage.
Yeah, that's one of the things I do.
That's called scope creep.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you want to get other people to help you with your project, the better you can manage the scope, which means we're going to get this started and we're going to finish this as quickly as we can, the more you're going to get people to be engaged and committed to working with you on your project.
We used to call that staying on task.
Right. And you stay on task by making these projects smaller, shorter, mm-hmm. and finishing them.
Mm-hmm.
So don't take on, like, the grand project.
Don't say, I'm going to get the garage straightened out. Just say, I'm going to take the boxes off that can be thrown away today.
Right, and that we call time boxing.
Ah.
It's doing something every day, focusing on
a little bit every day. Bite-sized stuff.
Yep, bite-sized things, and keeping it fun. Because the more you develop this capability to finish, you're developing that prefrontal cortex that we
mm-hmm.
talked about.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, so that's getting a project started. So if you see a big project, if you see something that you really can't identify, you can get your arms around as this big project, and you know that's what you want to accomplish, that is the end game for you, you think you should go inside of that and break that into multiple projects.
Oh, without a doubt. Now, what we do is we break these things down into two-week projects. So let's say you run your own business, right?
Right.
And you're taking on this monolithic technology project. If you don't get that project done in 3 months, I can guarantee you that technology will have changed
mm-hmm.
before you finish. So in technology projects especially, you want to break that down and you want to get something of significance done every 2 weeks that you can use, that you can market, that you can sell, because these projects you do for your business, if you don't finish them, you have totally wasted your time and money in
mm-hmm.
even starting them.
Well, and plus, you've actually done worse because you've interrupted the other flows in your business while you're messing around with that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, you can, and maybe miss an opportunity to do it the right way with something else.
And you're not developing the capabilities to do it right, because doing projects and setting up a system to do the projects is exactly like setting up that system to do payroll.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Cheetah Learning is about, is teaching people how to develop the correct system to get their projects done and get them done fast.
And I'll tell you something else, Michelle. if you're continually starting projects and not finishing them, and you're engaging your people in all this, you've got probably our demoralized team.
Right, people get hopeless
because they want, even though they're there to, they're, you know, you don't need to think that they're just there to draw a paycheck. They want to accomplish something. They want to be successful in their own assignments, and you're not helping them with that if you're not finishing projects, are you?
No, and you know, basically finishing, when you break things down smaller and you finish, you increase people's happiness.
Right.
And they're going to want to work
with you. And therefore engagement.
And you increase your engagement. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, pick little small-sized bites, learn how to finish the small stuff, and make your projects a whole series of small little accomplishments.
Mm-hmm. Bite size. I like that. And break them down. Even if you know, you know, sometimes you look at a project and you say, okay, I need to, your end game is a little bit unclear. And so breaking it down into bite sizes is easier than that. But I think sometimes when the end game is very clear, that's the one we have probably have more of a problem with, because we want to get to that end game, and you just can't, you know, especially small businesses, Michelle, we can't take on the whole project all at once. We really, our size means we have to break it down into smaller sizes.
Right.
Hold on. I need to wrap it up. Give us your website one more time.
CheetahLearning.com.
Will you come back another day?
Thank you so much.
We got more to talk about. Let's get you back on the show another day. Next time.
Okie dokie.
Thanks for being here. Michelle LaBrosse, ladies and gentlemen, CheetahLearning.com. Check out her website. I think you'll find it very interesting. Going to take a quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.